March 31, watch and pray. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. We are pilgrims and strangers in this world, traveling a path beset with dangers from those who have rejected the only one who could save them. Ingenious subterfuges and scientific problems will be held out before us to tempt us to swerve from our allegiance, but we are not to heed them. Let every soul be on the alert. The adversary is on our track. Be vigilant, watching carefully, lest some masterly snare shall take you unaware. The experience of the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane contains a lesson for the Lord's people today. They did not realize the necessity of watchfulness and earnest prayer in order to withstand temptation. Many today are fast asleep, as were the disciples. They are not watching and praying, lest they enter into temptation. Let us often read and give careful study to those portions of God's Word that have special reference to these last days, pointing out the dangers that will threaten God's people. We need keen, sanctified perception. This perception is not to be used in criticizing and condemning one another, but in discerning the signs of the times. We are to keep our hearts with all diligence that we may not make shipwreck of faith. Those who neglect to watch and pray in these days of peril, those who neglect to unite with their brethren in seeking the Lord, but who stand aloof from God's appointed agencies in the church, are in grave danger of strengthening themselves in their own way, following the impulses of their own minds, and of refusing to heed the admonition of the Lord. Let every believer closely examine himself to ascertain what are his weak points. Let him cherish a spirit of humility and plead with the Lord for grace and wisdom, and for the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Let him cast away all self-confidence. Self-confidence leads to a lack of watchfulness. Those who walk humbly before God, distrustful of their own wisdom, will realize their danger and will know the power of God's keeping care.